Introducing Jeff and Danielle.
I don't know if you've ever been accused of doing something that you didn't know you were doing.
I have. What's your thing?
For whatever reason, and I truly don't know why, when I sit on the couch, I have my spot, like on the couch, right? And I bite my fingers. And my wife she'll be like, fingers. You know, even if we have people over, like, and nobody else knows I'm doing it, she'll be like, fingers. And then everybody, of course, looks at me and I'm like, oh yeah, those things. I got to get them out of my mouth. Yeah. How about you?
Well, allegedly. Okay. Allegedly. Okay. So I don't know if it's true or not, but if I try to get out of a conversation I don't want to be in,
yeah,
I just constantly respond with interesting. It's so interesting.
No, it is true, because you do that to me, like, all the time.
Oh, whoopsie.
Encouragement, laughter, and fun. It's the trifecta that makes Jeff and Danielle addictive.
Hey, it's Jeff and Danielle.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about an item you may have forgotten about.
Oh, that happens pretty much every day for me. And we're also going to talk about Christian dating apps.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a little something different, though.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Jeff and Danielle.
It's hard to date nowadays, especially if you're a Christian, right? Because, like, there's no public place to go out and meet people and like, right?
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
It's kind of like a lot of people are dating online. They're doing this the dating apps. Well, there's now a dating app that actually has a feature where it lets your friends and families weigh in on your matches.
Really?
And I know there's certain people out there shaking their heads right now going, no, yeah, I do not want them in my dating life.
But I like it.
Do you really?
I do like it. Yeah.
Okay. Me being a dad, I'm like, all for that. But I'm sure my daughter would be like, no, I do not want you to know who I'm talking to. Because then you're going to butt into the conversation and be standing there looking at somebody with your arms crossed,
it's
trying
like
to intimidate.
2023 arranged marriages.
Yeah. Somewhat. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. But I can just see my aunt now peeking over, you know, my shoulder and going, no, she can't go out with him. He's not tall enough.
Jeff and Danielle.
Uplifting, relatable content for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, aligned with the lifestyle and values of your listener.
Thank you so much for listening. We are Jeff and Danielle, and no matter what your day is like, just know that we're thinking about you and we're praying for you so everything goes well.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then you just tell us who it is, and we will just,
there's
love on
them. That's the cell.
Yeah. We'll love on them, though.
Yes. We will.
And pray for them.
And pray for them.
And make sure that person is just nice to
yes,
you.
Yes, we will.
Or people. Maybe. Wait, what was that about?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, listen to this.
Once upon a time, you were 25.
It's time for another edition of
Would You Rather?
All right, this is where we pick a side, debate the side, and then only one of us can win. The other one has to wash the other's car.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my car is dirty.
Yeah, so I'm going to need that.
I'm winning this.
I'm not losing. Mm-hmm. Okay, would you rather be 12 inches tall or 12 feet tall?
Okay. Hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
I know. I only ask good questions.
I'm like, I'm so 50-50 on this one.
I already know.
Okay. You know for sure?
I know exactly.
Okay, hold on. Okay, 12 inches or 12 feet? Got it. Go.
I want to be 12 feet tall.
I knew you were going to pick the giant. Look at me. Look at me.
That's right. And if you irritate me, I'm just going to pick you up by the scruff of your neck and drop you someplace else.
I'd be like a little kitten.
That's
You'd be
right.
The mommy cat.
Like, what did you say to me? My voice would be deeper, too.
But that's kind of embarrassing because they don't really make fashionable clothes for people that are 12 feet tall. So you're just going to have to wear a bunch of leaves or just a couple of tents.
I will just punch through a ceiling somewhere and be like, do you sew?
Think of all the cool things I get for being 12 inches tall. I can be in the Barbie set. I can have a Barbie car. I can have... Am I just talking about me being in Barbie?
Are you? Yeah. First of all, I was going to stop you. And secondly, if you get a Barbie car before me at this point.
Yeah. Then I double win.
While they run best on high-octane coffee in the morning, Jeff and Danielle are flexible enough to fit any day part. And they can customize content for your station when you need it.
So we're chatting about this Ren Collective concert that I went to a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very, end-ish, somewhere in there, they let everyone sing.
They're singing, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, everybody's got this, and they just pull back, right?
And they disappear.
That's the coolest thing, because when everybody can sing your song,
right,
and it's a powerful moment like that, it's got to give you goosebumps.
Well, they were singing an old school worship song, and I like those.
Oh, yeah.
So they were doing the I Love You, Lord.
Oh, my God. gosh. That is
awesome.
So cool.
And so by the time you're done singing, it's like totally quiet and everyone is, it's awesome. It gives me the goosebumps even when I'm talking about it.
Did they come back after that or was that it?
No, that was, spoiler alert, that's the end. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That is very cool. Everybody must have went, like, gave each other high fives afterwards, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, beautiful moment. You will be my
light, yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Jeff and Daniel Show.
That was so abrupt. There it is.
Where do you eat dinner?
That's right. Jeff? Where do you eat dinner?
Dining room
most
table?
Of the time, it is in the... In fact, I don't even know why we have a dining room table because it doesn't really get used. But yeah, most of the time it's in the kitchen or very rarely it's on the couch.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. How about you?
The couch is a... Well, my kids are all grown. I like dinner on the table with your whole family.
Yeah.
But my kids are grown, and so they're in and out or whatever else. So
the couch is your dinner table?
Yeah. So just me and the TV.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aw.
It's like my decompress time, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, actually.
Do you ever...
I highly recommend it to all the moms out there.
Do you ever drop food off to the side, you know, by accident? Get down the couch?
No. Why would I do that?
Really?
Like, wow. for the puppies? No.
Oh. Well, no. I don't mean on purpose drop the food.
Oh, just because I'm
accident.
A messy eater?
No, I'm not saying you're messy.
Like, you think I eat like the Swedish chef?
Well, you told me you
puppet?
Wear a bib.
Is that what you think? I do not wear a bib. What in the world is happening? Everyone's going to think. Everyone is going to think that I eat like a mess. Are you kidding me? Stop this madness.
You're going to wrinkle your bib. Calm down. When you go to church, do you have like a certain seat or area that you sit in?
I do.
Let's narrow it down. Do you have a seat? Like a row?
No,
or
not
a row?
No, I'm not that specific.
Okay. So you like to be in a certain area though?
I'd like to either be on the very end.
Yeah.
Or
me too.
In the very center of a real long row, because then I don't have to move every time. They're like, oh, is there a seat next to you?
Oh, yeah.
Could you move down?
Right.
You know, while I'm trying to worship. I mean, it's good. Everyone needs a seat.
Yeah, of course.
But some mornings you want to go and you just want to worship Jesus.
Yeah.
And you need to be focused. So that's when I pick the center one.
Are you closer to the front or closer to the back?
I like the back.
Okay. All right. You don't like to be called on in school?
No, thank you. I'll sit pretty much wherever, but if I had my perfect choice, it would be one of the last rows end seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're almost middle, but I have to have that end seat on the row. I have to. I always feel like...
I need like breathing room.
Yeah. Well, I always feel like if something happens in church, I want to be the one to get up and go at it, whatever that problem is.
Oh, that's so brave.
Right?
I just need some air.
Okay. That works. It totally works. But have you ever like, while the pastor is talking about something, right? And he just continually looks at you? Or at least you think he's looking? Because I am... so confident that there's a few times like I said to my wife, I'm like, did you see he was looking at me like the whole service? And then I got self-conscious. I'm like, I don't even do that. No.
No, if they're looking at me, I know my hair is just extra big that day. It's just distracting.
You're blocking everybody behind you.
Oh no, that is the fear.
Right? It's like you gotta slip down your
seat. That's a real fear.
Oh no.
That's a real fear.
Oh, calm down.
Introduce your audience to Jeff and Danielle on Beatable Chemistry, real-life relatability, and encouragement grounded in faith.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the demo. And if you'd like to hear more of the show or find out more about Jeff and Danielle, please go to our website, jeffanddanielle.com. And that's Jeff spelled the old weird way, G-E-O-F-F. Thank you.